Welcome to another podcast from Expert 11. Of course, you're on AboveTopSecret.com. Where else would you be? In this podcast, I will cover two topics. One is a comparison between agricultural regulations, subsidies, and farmers operating in the free market. The other topic will continue a look at MMP and examine how proportional representation could be sold to the American people. The first topic I should look at is how a farm economy should operate. First off, some background is necessary. In the post-war period up until 1984, the farming sector in New Zealand was regulated with the government controlling prices, what was to be produced and so on. I also understand that subsidies were used to get farmers to make use of land that would normally be uneconomical to do so. The aim was to provide our farmers with stability. Well, that is my understanding anyway. Although its nature has changed, farming remains the backbone of the New Zealand economy. It is worth noting that the whole New Zealand economy was geared this way, including import tariffs. This is why the market reforms of the 80s came as such a shock to the nation, but I digress. Agricultural subsidies were introduced in the US by FDR during the Great Depression. In this case, the aim was to reduce the amount of crops grown in order to artificially maintain high prices. You ever wonder where the accusation that once a government program is in place it never goes away comes from? You have your answer. 70 or so years after the Great Depression ended, free market reforms haven't entirely made their way into the US farming sector. Now we can get into the heart of the matter. After the shock wore off, Kiwi farmers adjusted to market demands. This has seen the dairy boom in recent times and the decline of the number of sheep in this country. Taking away regulations allowed farmers to make use of land in the most profitable way. In the process, more efficient farming practices came into being, as well as the most profitable products and markets have been exploited. Currently, the US spends somewhere around $55 billion a year on agricultural subsidies. So one must naturally ask the question, what are Americans seeing in return for this staggering amount of taxpayer funding? The only answer I can come up with is nothing. It should be noted that US farmers cater to the large domestic market, whereas their New Zealand counterparts are more export-driven. It is possible that US farmers that operate under subsidies miss out on exploring more profitable markets at home and abroad. Now I have come to the end of my first topic. So grab a snack and let's move on. In the most recent Above Politics show, proportional representation rated a mention. Subsequently, I answered a couple of questions. The questions being how proportional representation would be implemented in the US and how it would be sold to the American people. The answer to the first question was a variation of MMP that I described in my last podcast. The second question is by far the hardest to answer. I can't claim that I have all the answers. All that I can do is offer my thoughts, which will be familiar to those that have read the thread in question, and expand on them a little. The general direction when it comes to selling MMP should be to target the likes of libertarians and such like who currently have no political representation. The US becoming a true democracy with no more reruns of the 2000 election would also be a good selling point. But above all else, if Americans want genuine change, they should support reforming their political system. To those who would refuse to even consider MMP or some other model as a viable idea, I ask you this. How are you going to make your vote and candidate count for something? However, your candidate either free him or herself from the from corporate backers or have any genuine influence. No system is foolproof, but assuming that the goal is to ensure that no one party controls the different branches of government, I would wager that MMP would do a better job than the current system in the US does now. Now, if that isn't a reasonable selling point, I don't know what is. It is true that people like things simple and symbolic. Well, that is a charitable way of putting it. We see such a thing of people who want to put the word God on everything. MMP isn't simple, which makes it hard to sell. MMP is understandable and has a lot to offer. If it could be implemented at city and state level, support may be gained for MMP to be adopted at the federal level. Well, I've come to the end of my thoughts. You've been with Expert 11 and you're on AboveTopSecret.com.